Command Performance, USA. The greatest entertainers in America is requested by you, the men and women of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till you're home from the hospitals and back from over there. How'd you do, gang? This is Harry Von Zell swinging open the gates on another Command Performance. 30 minutes of the top talent and tunes ordered in your letters to Old Command, care of Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Well, gang, you meet a lot of real smart people in Hollywood these days. Tonight on Hollywood Boulevard, I met a man who thought he was King Henry VIII. On Vine Street, I met a fellow who thought he was Napoleon. And in this studio, I met a guy who believes he's going to be the next president of the United States. And here he is, Eddie Cantor. Yes, Eddie.
Did I detect a note of doubt in your reference to my presidential candidacy?
Oh, Eddie, I refuse to take this thing seriously. How can a guy like you ever become president? You haven't even stated your political position. Do you lean to the right or to the left?
Neither. I'm like a California driver. Middle of the road.
Well, really, Eddie, to become president, you've got to conduct a campaign. You need a slogan.
Are you kidding? Only this morning at breakfast, I thought up a terrific slogan. I turned to Ida and said, Cantor'll be great in 48.
What did Ida say?
She said, how can Cantor...
What about the other candidates, Eddie? Are they giving you much trouble?
Trouble? Already they've started a whispering campaign against me. And such things they're saying about me, Harry, I cannot get over it.
No.
The things that they're saying about me.
Well, like what, Eddie?
I hate to even repeat it.
Oh.
They're saying, Harry.
Yeah?
The other candidates, that is.
Yeah, well, what is it?
They said that I've been married for 33 years, that I'm 56 years old, and that I have 5 children. That's what they're saying.
Well, Eddie, that's all true.
I know, but it sounds so vicious when they whisper it.
Oh. Oh, no, this whole thing is ridiculous, Eddie. To be a president, for instance, a man needs color.
Like what?
Well, he needs that rugged American background.
Like what? Say.
Well, Abraham Lincoln lived in a log cabin, split rails.
So what? I lived in the delicatessen and sliced salami. So what? I can be president.
You don't get... You have to do important things. George Washington, he threw a silver dollar across the Potomac River.
Yeah? With what's left of a dollar today after taxes, I could blow it across. Only the people with money applaud, you know?
No, then there's the matter of publicity, Eddie.
Yeah.
Presidential candidate has to have his photograph spread around in the newspapers and magazines.
Well, in 1932, I got my face on Time.
It looks like you didn't keep up the payments. Oh, dear. Seriously, Eddie, being president is a lot of work.
I know it's a lot of work, Harry, but I'm not afraid of work. You think it isn't work to get on a radio program every Thursday? I tell you, Harry, people don't appreciate what we go through, we comedians. Jokes. Every week a brand new batch. Jokes. Lay an egg and watch it hatch. Rainy season, cook a monger, make them laugh or you're from hunger. Find the subject, start to kid it. Soon you find that Skelton did it, Benny did it, Hope did it, some guy selling soap did it, Bergen did it, Jolton did it, Johnson's partner Olson did it, gags. Gags, some are cold, some are hot, winter jokes, summer jokes, summer jokes, summer not, rain jokes, heat jokes, grain and price of meat jokes, search, snatch them from a file or book, switch, give the old gag that new look, soon as one broadcast is through, the sponsor says another's due, crack, wise, Benny's to pay, Durante's nose, wise, crack, Candace Kids, Crosby's clothes, hit on something ultra good. It makes the rounds in Hollywood. Then it's kicked from coast to coast, refusing to give up the ghost. Soon it's dead, out of date. No one dares to do it. Wait, Booz has found a novel twist all the other minds had missed. So it's polished up and then the vicious circle starts again. Bergen does it. Hope does it. Some guy selling rope does it. A dummy made of wood does it. Anyone who could does it. Gag. Fun, a generation's reared on it. Joke, pun, each one has a beard on it. Find a new one, pull a killer. Someone hollers, that's Joe's Miller. Jokes, puns, quips, gags, comics, critics, stooges, wags, laughs, 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 laughs.
Eddie, wait, we'll listen, will you? Please. Eddie, at your age, you mustn't get so excited.
What do you mean at my age? I've got the same pep I had 20 years ago, the same energy, the same vitality,
the same
jokes.
Jokes.
Jokes. Jokes.
All right, Eddie, so you work hard finding jokes, but after all, your business is show business. Radio, how does that qualify you to become president?
Radio has given me the perfect background for it. When I move into the White House, instead of government departments, I plan to have radio programs.
Yeah, for instance?
Well, you name a government department, and I'll tell you the program I'll replace it with.
All right. The Treasury.
Jack Benny.
The Smithsonian Institute.
Al Jolson.
Department of War.
Meet the Missus.
Post Office.
John's other wife.
Department... Wait a second. How do you figure Post Office is connected with John's other wife?
If John hadn't played so much Post Office, he wouldn't have another wife.
I do too.
Let's do it again.
Now... What about the income tax?
Oh, for that. For the income tax, I have two programs. If you pay your income tax, it's break the bank.
And if you don't pay it?
This is your FBI.
I don't know, Eddie. Maybe it would work.
Of course it would work, Harry. And you know, every week I take a trip over to the Capitol building. I'd stand at the top of that long flight of stairs. Me, Eddie Cantor, the president, and I do a concert.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no.
Yes.
No, Eddie, your gay type of music would never fit a position of such dignity.
Dignity, he says. You think I can sing those high-class songs, too? I'll demonstrate by singing my own version of Jerome Kern's immortal classic, Old Man River. An introduction, Maestro Perrier. Comics all work on the major networks. Comics all work, and it ain't much fun. Pulling them jokes makes a man age quickly. We're all decrepit, excepting one. Old Man Jolson, that old man Jolson, he's older than Johnson together with Olson. And old man Jolson, he just keeps going along. He don't plant cotton, he don't plant taters, he just plants corn in the picture theaters. And old man Jolson, he just keeps going along. He gets down on bended knee, sings that mammy melody. Can't get up from off the ground. His heavy money belt just weighs him down. Careless, Jack Benny's hairless, and Georgie Jessel's got no blood vessels, but old man Jolson, he just keeps going
Eddie, you know something?
What?
You sang that song pretty well for so old a fella.
Well, I'm proud of the fact that I'm 56, Harry.
Sir, Jolson couldn't say that.
He quit 30 years ago.
Now, Eddie, you can laugh at Al Jolson, but he's got the last laugh on you. He wanted a son, so he adopted one.
Yeah. I saw a little Lacer the day Al brought him home.
No.
Only 7 days old the kid was. Yeah. Only 7 days old, and the resemblance is really remarkable.
It is?
Yeah. A weak old baby and a weak old man. It's not even here. Made it up, so help me. But Harry, enough about Jolson the Groaner.
Yeah. Wait a minute, the Groaner?
Yeah.
That's Bing Crosby. Since when have they called Jolson the Groaner?
Harry, if you had to get down on your knees at his age, you'd groan. As I said, Harry, we've had enough about the grown-up.
Yeah, and we've also had enough about your five of a kind.
Right, so let's turn now to four of a kind. Four great voices you've heard harmonizing in movies and on top radio programs such as Pippa McGee and Molly. You fellas overseas have been yelling for them long and loud, and here they finally are, the King's Men.
Fellas, the King's Men are piloted by Ken Darby, who did the musical direction for the Disney picture Song of the South. And here they go with a number which won the Academy Award, Zip-Biddy-Doo-Dah.
Without a song, jump right out of it. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine heading my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. It is the truth, it's actual. Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day. Zip, 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 zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine heading my way. Zippity-doo-dah, doo-dah, zippity-ay. Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. It's really true, ooh, it's actual. Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. What a wonderful feeling when you're feeling this way. What a wonderful zippity-doo-dah.
Wonderful King's Men, and that's a lively number. It sent the blood surging through my veins.
You with blood?
Yeah. Don't be fooled by my appearance, Harry. There's still plenty of zip in the old doodah. Now, Harry, about my presidential campaign, when I'm running the country...
Oh, now, hold everything, will you, Eddie? You've forgotten one important thing about that. A president needs a smart man, a lot of smart men around him, brilliant advisors, a brain trust.
That's right.
So... I've taken the liberty of inviting one of the country's foremost educators to visit you. A man with a scintillating mind. An outstanding scholar.
How do you do?
I am Craig Gordon, the mad scholar. You? Bert Gordon?
Most of course.
Don't look at me. You're a great educator.
Most of course. At UCLA, I am the distinguished member of the faculty.
The faculty? The faculty?
Pardon me, are you trying to say faculty?
No. Oh, you go on. You don't teach at UCLA.
Oh, I do.
Yeah?
Sir, I believe that the best way to learn is through the brain.
Yes.
Now, the brain is divided into three parts. The cerebrum, the cerebellum, and the head.
The head?
I'm getting too technical. Now, let us see how the brain operates.
Yes.
The brain is like a big telephone switchboard. Yeah. And the other parts of the body are connected to the brain by the nerves, which are like telephone wires.
Yes.
Let me give you a for instance.
Yes.
You want a for instance?
Give me a for instance.
All right, you got a for instance.
Yeah.
Coming.
Yeah.
Suppose you put your finger on a hot stove.
Yes.
The finger is burning, so it calls up the brain. Hello, brain. This is the finger. Yes, of course. I'm fine. How are you? How are all the kiddies? Good, good. Look, brain. What I called you up about is this. I'm on a hot stove. Would you mind calling up the muscle and asking him to take me off? You will? Thank you. Goodbye. So, the muscle pulls the finger off the hot stove.
Yes.
That is the only a simple example.
Sure.
Now we will take a more complicated one.
Yes.
Suppose you walk into the street when it's cold and you're not wearing your overcoat. Right away, the skin gets cold. So, calls up the brain. Hello, brain. This is the skin. I'm cold. Would you call up the blood and tell him to send up a few goose pimples? You will? Well, thank you. Goodbye. So, the brain calls up the blood. Hello, blood. Listen, blood. I just heard from the skin. It's cold. What? You just passed the teeth and they're chattering. I'll tell you what. If you happen to run into the lips, tell them to turn blue. Thank you. Now we will take another example.
Yes.
Suppose you are crossing Hollywood and Vine. The eye sees a California driver coming toward you.
Yes.
The eyes get frightened. Right away, it calls up the brain.
Scala, what happened?
Nothing. No answer. You're dead.
Shoot it! Thank you, Bert Gordon, the Mad Scholar.
Now, Eddie.
Yes, Harry.
You've kidded a couple of songs on the program, but we can't let you get away from command performance without doing a real Eddie Cantor type song, huh?
Okay, Harry. For all the boys at the Walter Reed General Hospital in Washington, D.C., here's a little tune from my latest picture, If You Knew Susie, and it's called My, How the Time Goes By. My, how the time goes by when we kiss goodnight and I hold you tight. I wonder why all the crickets sigh. Don't you suppose they know how I hate to go? We start out early, just a little after 7. Then it's 11:15. And when we've just begun, it's 10:50 that we'll need an alibi. 'Cause the clock don't lie. How the time goes by. My. How that time goes by. Can't help it, funny the way the moments seem to fly. Why does it get so late for you and I? Why do we ever have to say goodnight? Nighty-night. Many's the time I've really wondered why. Many's the time I've heard the crickets sigh. Honey, do you suppose they really know? 'Cause I love you so. We start out early, just a little after 7. Then it's 11:15. And when we've just begun, it's 10:01 that we're gonna have to have a smart reply. We're gonna have to find an alibi. know the clock don't lie. How the time goes by. How the time goes by.
How the music goes by. That was really swell.
Thank you. Now, Harry, we have still another visitor to old command. He's a very talented and handsome fellow.
Robert Taylor?
No, not exactly a tailor, but he keeps people in stitches all the time. It's the star of the great program, People Are Funny, Art Linkletter.
Hello, gang. How y'all?
Say, Art, those contests of yours are great. It must be nice to be on the radio every week proving that people are funny. What are you laughing at, Harry?
You're on the radio every week proving that people aren't.
Mr. Von Zell, When one works for one, one does not make remarks to one that one is not a funny one. Especially when one depends upon the salary one earns from one for one's three meals a day.
Three? With the salary one gets from one, one can't even afford one. Oh.
Harry, you keep quiet, will you? Excuse me, Art, but I can't ignore anyone. You see, I want him for a vote. I'm running for president, and every vote counts, you know.
I know you already. That's why I'm here.
Yeah?
As a matter of fact, I've figured out a little test to see if you'd make a good president.
Really? What is it?
Well, you see, Eddie, as you know, a president has to make speeches.
Oh, sure.
Fireside talks, those things. Yeah. I want to see if you can, and I brought along a little speech for you to read.
Oh, that's easy.
But as you know, Eddie, a president's time is not his own. He might be interrupted with pressing affairs of state.
Yeah?
He might be.
Yeah.
But you don't stop.
No, you don't stop.
You keep on reading the speech.
Oh, sure, sure.
That'll prove whether you're presidential timber. Shall we begin?
Okay, start reading. Go ahead.
All right, go right ahead. Your speech.
My fellow citizens, tax reduction can only be achieved by lowering taxes. Is that good? Now, I have come to the conclusion...
Just a moment, Mr. President. Huh? There's a delegation here to collect clothes for the needy in Europe.
Oh, that's splendid.
As a president, you must set the example by giving your shirt.
My shirt?
Yes, go right on, keep on talking.
Well, do I keep right on talking and you take off my shirt?
That's right.
Well, listen, I don't mind. The government gets $98 billion a year from taxes, you see? And the... I'm glad it's only my shirt.
Reading, Mr. President.
Are you sure that's all they took is a shirt? Anyway, taxes are very important for running the government. The money is
just
spent
a moment,
for outrage...
Mr. President. Mr. Yep. President, there's a farm group from Iowa. There's a mother who wants you to kiss her baby.
A mother who wants me to kiss a little baby? Well, sure, bring her out. What
it's,
do I
it's
care?
It's a mother pig, and here's her baby.
Where's her? I kiss a pig? Are you sure she's kosher? Now,
you must keep on reading the speech.
Down in Mexico, any kid could speak at the age of three. Not only that, but American commerce with the other nations goes back through the years and an integral part of the whole...
Hello, yes, I see. Uh-huh, thank you. Mr. President?
Yes?
That was the Colorado Wild Game Commission. Here to present you with a brand new fur cap.
A fur cap? How nice!
Yes, in fact, it's so new it hasn't even been taken off the animal.
Well, what kind is it? A mink?
No, a skunk.
No.
And here it's... Right on reading, Eddie.
I don't know. Smells like I left an old script here. Anyway, to safeguard the economic welfare of the average citizen...
Mr. President, the Mississippi Flood Control Commission is here.
The Flood Control Commission?
Yes, and to dramatize their problem, they want to give you some water that got out of control.
They want to give me some water? Let my vice president, Harry Von Zell, take... Harry!
Yes, Mr. President?
Here's some water that got out of control.
Mr.
squeeze yourself over the Hollywood Reservoir. They need the water. Thank you, Art Linkletter. Harry, move away. Move away. Must you be such a drip? Now, the King's men have a great number ready for us, a catchy thing called Mañana. Are we ready, men?
Faucet, she is dripping and the fence is falling down. My pocket needs some money so I can't go into town. My brother isn't working and my sister doesn't care. The car, she needs a motor
so I can't go anywhere.
Mañana, 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 he's good enough for me.
My mother, she's working very hard. But every time she's looking for me, I'm sleeping in the yard. My mother thinks I'm lazy, and maybe she is right. I'll go to work mañana, but I'm gonna sleep tonight.
Mañana, 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 she's good enough for me. Once I had some money, but I gave it to a friend. He said he'd pay me double, it was only just a lend. He said a little later that the horse, she was too slow. Why he gave the horse my money is something I don't know. Mañana,
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 she's good enough for me.
Mañana,
y otra,
mañana,
otra, mañana, she's good enough for me. She is broken and the rain is coming in. If someone does not fix it, I'll be soaking to my skin. But if we wait a day or two, the rain may go away. And we don't need a window
on such a sunny day.
Mañana,
mañana,
mañana, I will do something really.
Wonderful, Kingsman. You always do a great job, and we'll be listening for you in your new picture, The Life of Babe Ruth.
Well, Eddie, it looks like we've reached the end of another command performance. And this trip, we had along that wonderful guy, Harry Von Zell, Burt Gordon, the Mad Scholar, the Kingsman, Eddie Cantor, and...
Art Linkletter. Gang, thanks for inviting us over. We have had a lot of fun. You know, I was down at Fort MacArthur just the other day. It was time for retreat. I watched them haul down Old Glory as the bugle sounded to the colors. And those real American lads standing proudly at attention did something to me. It made me think of you fine people overseas and in the hospitals. I'd never be able to put that feeling into words. So let me say it this way. Thanks, fellas. Thanks from the bottom of our hearts.
You're so right, Eddie. Good night, gang.
Good night, everybody.